at home, you know. So there's no easy outs, and we can't be as concerned about who we're playing. We know them. We have to be concerned about our team and playing our game and shoring a couple things up, and we'll be fine. I like our team. I like our defense. You know, we're playing pretty well there, even though, you know, we've given up a few goals here and there. But if we, you know, like I said, if we just block a few more shots, a little bit better on our penalty killing, which we've been really good, actually. We're still top 10 in that category. So, and then make a couple tweaks on our power play, we'll be fine. So I expect two hard-fought, close, intense games. This is what it's all about. You know, one of us is going to go home this weekend, and that's it. Your season's over. You know, we had our senior celebration yesterday, and you could tell by our seniors, they're on a mission. They're on a mission. They want to keep playing. You know, they're dialed in, and I know they'll get the rest of the guys dialed in, and not that they're not, but I think we've been waiting for this. You know, you get to a certain point in the season, and then, you know, you understand, okay, maybe first place is gone. And so then, you know, human nature, you start looking forward to the next thing in the playoffs. So we've been looking forward to this. So we'll be ready to go. And I will say there's going to be more tickets available, good seats, because the students, we're only going to hold so many for the students because they're going to be gone on spring break. So I would encourage you to get up to the SDC, and there'll be a lot more tickets available this weekend than maybe the Northern that you can get. So they're going to be great games. Playoff hockey is the best. It's intense. It's, you know, best two out of three. So we'll be ready. But Lake State's got a good team. You know, I almost consider us the underdog in this series because you look at the scoring and they've got more guys in the top 20 or top 30 than we do. So, you know, we've got our hands full. We're going to have to play. We're going to have to play hard. So they've got all the guys scoring the goals. We're just an average team. So we've got to make sure we're ready to play.
Here's the first question. This actually came after the show last week. Coach, how is Bryce, and will we be able to get another year for Baltus is what they're asking.
Good question. But, yeah, Ray's fine. He's available to the team right now. He's only played one game, three shifts he got in that game. So we're a little concerned with throwing him in at this time of the year. And also, you know, we might try and get a red shirt somehow with him, even though he played after Christmas the one game. And Brent Baltus, and the paperwork has started. So we're going to start the paperwork on Brent Baltus and try to get another year for him. We've talked to Brent, and he sounds like he would like to do that. He'd like to come back and play, and he's healthy. He's going on the ice right now before practice and after with our guys. He cannot participate in practice per his doctors. I think he's got an appointment coming up in March, and they will make sure that he's totally clear of the blood clots and ready to go, and it's just standard procedure, I guess. So he feels great, but, you know, that's the way it goes. So we hope to get another year from him, and Dylan Stamen is out for the year. You know, he is making some progress and then a couple setbacks. So and we miss those guys, and you know, guys have been able to pick up the slack. But when you talk about a guy who had 9 goals last year in Baltus, and you know, you're looking forward to him to taking another step up his senior year to 15, we miss those goals, and not only the goals but the assists and some other things he might have helped, and also Dylan. But guys have filled in admirably, and it's not an excuse, it's a fact that we don't have those guys, and we don't talk about it a whole lot on the team. But you know, we want those guys to get healthy, and wouldn't it be nice to have those two guys back? You know, that's the deal. You not only lose a Patan, and not only lose a Malcolm Gould and a Max Vallis and a CJ Ike, you know, those guys you can replace in recruiting because you know they're going to be gone. But when you lose guys like, you know, Dylan Stamen and Brent Baltus in early November for the year, you can't just go out and bring guys in. So now your team is short, and you're missing some pretty good hockey players. But I will say this, you know, that some of the freshmen like Beretta, Gavin Gould has really taken strides, I think. I mean, he's an effective player. He's always around the puck for 145 pounds. The little bugger battles. Can I say bugger?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got to watch what I say. It's a family show. But I'm just that's how impressed I am with how he competes. And he's done a good job.
For Saturday.
Oh, he did. And he took a bad hit from behind. I mean, you know, when you watch the penalty that Dane Burks takes in the first period that they put him on the power play, and then you watch the hit that he takes from the cross-checker from behind and no penalty, and that has nothing, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I thought the refs did a really good job this weekend. But, you know, let's get some consistency, you know, in the game. And but anyway, Gavin just keeps going. So, but our freshmen have stepped up and you know, done a real nice job. We are what we are. We have what we have, and that's the team we're we've got going forward.
Here's that question from a listener who was talking about the did we give any props to the referee during the broadcast? We did it right after that Cliff Watson goal. We talked about how it was amazing that the ref was jumping on the back of the net like that. But they go on in this question, Coach, to ask ask you, have you ever seen a referee jump on the back of the net like that before?
Yeah.
And I have too.
Yeah, you know, at all different levels, whether it's the NHL, whether it's minor league hockey, junior hockey, or whether it's even the college level. So, yeah, and good job, you know. Like I said, I thought they did a good job this weekend. So you're always going to say, well, that could have been a penalty here, this could have been a penalty here. But I thought, for the way the games were going, you know, there wasn't any malicious hits or there weren't any scoring chances that maybe were nullified by a bad penalty. I thought they did a good job, but the guys decide the game.
Here's the next question for Coach. It seems you had success earlier on the power play when you got the defense moving. The opposition seemed to hold positions more rigidly now against Tech on the power play. Do you work on anything to draw the defense out of position to open lanes?
Well, you try, and I thought we did a good job. Like Shane Hanna's goal was a good job. He was coming across and moving, and they didn't really come out and challenge him, and that's why he had that great shot. Mitch Reinke had a couple opportunities, too, on Friday night where he could have walked to the net, but like I said, he's so focused on trying to get the puck to Hanna or somebody that he should have went. So, yeah, we're going to run into that, and some teams are just going to play a standard box or pack it in and say, okay, go ahead and shoot it. You know, we're not going to give you any of those backdoor plays or the plays, and that's where, you know, you have to make sure that you're just trying to get traffic in the net, and some nights they go in and some nights they don't. We missed the net by inches. You could see it from the bench even on Saturday night. So, but that's our power play is rolling along. We're second in the league. We're second in the league in power play. So it's not like it's hopeless or anything like that. Right. We scored each night, you know, so we've got some good things going on there. We continue to work on that, and we'll be fine in that area. So we've got to make sure we just shore up both the special teams, both the PK. We only gave up two this weekend, but they happen to be in the same game. So, and anytime you give up two or more, that's not good. You know, if you can get two or more, you're probably in good shape. If you give up two or more, then it's probably not a good thing. But I like where we're at. I like a lot of things about our team. It's going to be nice. We're home again. You know, we played well. We've lost two of our last three home games, but both those games we played really well. We outchanced the team. We had so many great days and whatnot. So if you do that, you know, sooner or later the floodgates are going to open up and your majority of the games you're going to win. So I like that.
Another question. In Friday's game, a Michigan Tech forward got mixed up with the Northern Michigan goalie. Both players lost their sticks with the Northern Michigan goalie not realizing he had the Michigan Tech player stick and the goalie stick laying on the ice. The Tech player tried to take his stick back with the Northern Michigan goalie fighting him on it and not letting him take the stick back for the moment. The question here is, have been a penalty if he picked up the goalie stick and played with it?
That's a good question. I don't think it would have, but it should have been a penalty because this happened to us at Michigan State, and we got called for a penalty in overtime. Matt Roy had lost a stick. He grabbed the Michigan State's player's stick and played with it, both, you know, a forward. They give Matt Roy a penalty for holding the stick overtime.
Yeah,
and we end up losing. You know, they had a 4-on-3 or, well, whatever, maybe 5-on-4 was in overtime. They scored. We lost the game. And in this situation, the goalie is holding Gavin Gould's stick. It's the same situation where Matt had the Michigan State's player stick. And no big deal. He didn't call it. I mean, you know, it was a mix-up. And the referee probably didn't even realize whose stick, you know, he had or whatever. But it's weird. And this is where the consistency just so sometimes gets you, because that was at a critical juncture down there, and you don't have to call it. You know, you could have just told him to drop or whatever, blown the whistle and given both penalties. But in this situation at Northern, you know, nothing's called. So same thing, but two different scenarios, two different outcomes.
Yeah, it was very strange and fast. I missed almost all of it because the play had gone so far down the way, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd going crazy, and I look back, and then Gavin was just skating away.
Yeah, and I don't think it would have been a penalty if he would have grabbed the goalie's stick, because you're playing with a stick. I don't know if there's a rule that you cannot play with a goaltender's stick. You can't play with a broken stick. You can't play with two sticks, but I don't think it would have been a penalty.
It would have been interesting. Yeah. Okay, next question, Coach.
I might not know, but someone out there knows if there's a referee. Call me, Shep.
All right, the next question. While we have done our part as best we can by purchasing a fairly large group of tickets for